Good morning.
Love Talk Radio.
Excited to hear what God has done for you all on last week. Now, before I get started, I actually would like to say to all who are on the line that hasn't gone to the website to actually make their charitable donation and get the book, I would like you to do so. Because without getting the book and doing the work, that this cleanse will not be effective unto you. So I am asking that all would go out on the website and do that as quickly as possible. So for any new listeners that are on the call and for our previous mind, body, spirit cleanse listeners, I just kind of want to give you an update as to how this cleanse actually started. It was created and founded by Lisa Thomas, business and leader coach. She explains in the book how she surrendered to God about 13 years ago, wanting to get answers. At the time, she was going through some challenging times, and because she had dedicated her life to serve in the purpose God had given her, she wanted to know why she was going through such major trials, losing her home, cars, and other material things. She really questioned God. So she surrendered, saying, If you lead me, Lord, I will follow. She vowed to him for 3 months to cleanse her mind, body, and spirit that he could have her way in her life, to show her what she received to move forward. When you read the book, you'll see what she gave up and how she cleansed herself to hear the voice of God and move toward success in a mighty way. Out of the first cleanse, she created services for her company that transformed thousands of women's lives. She's been on TV numerous times, hosted her own radio show, published a magazine, and God still continues to bless her 13 years later. Now she has documented the process for us to achieve our own level of success. So here we are in our own transformational journey of submission to discover more of who we are to become as women of God. So I thank Lisa so much for actually founding the Mind, Body, Spirit Cleanse, which brings us here today. Now, I had a scripture in my spirit on this morning, and it fell in my spirit that the Lord is our shepherd. So this week I wanted us to kind of focus on allowing God to lead us and guide us through all of our business transactions, all of our life experiences that we may go through during the course of a week, if we just allow God to lead and guide us and direct us, I think this is really important for us, especially on this cleanse, that we have the guidance of the Lord leading us, especially as to how to continue to eat healthy, the things that we need to shed off, even just leading and guiding us in things and businesses, business affairs. So with that, I wanted to, just have us kind of focus on asking God, what should I do today? How should I do this today? Whom should I meet with today? And just kind of let him be the lead and guide of your week on this week. Now, right now in this part of the show, I would like to take any prayer requests that anyone has. Is there anyone out there that would like to give their prayer request at this time?
Yes.
Good morning. Okay, go ahead. I was going to say good morning, ladies. Are you with me?
We're with you. We're with you. Reflecting on what you had said before, it's actually quite perfect because my prayer request this week is for, results-oriented communication. I have a big presentation that I'm preparing for, and as you talked about having God lead us for business, that is something that I'm going to need his full guidance on today. The result-oriented communication, intentional results. So increase my income. I'm asking him for focus and clarity of thought. And I'm asking. Go ahead.
I was going to ask you, does that sum it up, or is there something else that you...
One more is to intercede on my behalf in all areas of my life.
Okay. So I have results in communication, intentional results, income increase, focus clarity of thoughts, and intercede on every area of your life. Okay, is there another that would like to give us their request on this morning?
Yes, this is a woman who's discovering who she is. I'd like to ask for, I need a financial blessing this week. I need him to make a way out of no way for me. I need focus and consistency. And a couple of things I've been praying about that I would just like some clarification on. And I would like some continued direction and instruction on some things.
Okay, so you're asking for a financial blessing. You need him to make a way out of no way. You need focus, consistency, clarification, and direction. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and these sound like some things that, as I was saying earlier about the scripture, to allow God to lead, guide, and to direct us in all that we do. So that actually lets me know that we're on target and on point to what God would have us to do, because direction is actually being led into what by what the Spirit would have us to do at that particular moment. So thank you for that. Is there anyone else that would like to, at this time, give us their prayer request? Is there no one else out there? Okay, well, Committed Woman of God is asking God on this week for His will to be continued in my life. Okay, I want Him to help me to understand what He is leading me into as far as my purpose. I need some understanding as to what His next strategic move is for my life right now. And I need to stay focused, and I need increase. And I'm also going to ask for a promotion on this week. Okay. Would there be another?
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Mother Mebane.
Good morning. So glad to hear your voice on the call this morning.
Amen, amen.
Welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you.
Welcome back. Lovely surprise this morning. Lovely.
Amen.
What should we pray for you for on this week, Mother?
Well, I have an aunt that is in hospice. She's 95, and she's suffering from dementia. I have a father-in-law who is also 95 who need prayer for his health. And I'm praying for my church family, for my family, and just people all over the world where there's chaos and confusion taking place even now. So I'm praying for, well, like prayer for others as well.
Okay. I have, you would like prayer for healing for your church family as well as your natural family. And I also have that you would like prayer for just our nation, our world, where there's chaos going on around the world. You would like to pray for those people as well.
Yes.
Okay. Is there someone else on the line this morning who would like to give their prayer request? Okay, if there's not any more prayer requests, I would like to ask, Mother, I know you are just coming on, but if you are feel led to pray on this morning, that would be okay with us on this morning, if you would like to do so. If not, we can get Woman Discovering Who She Is to take us into prayer on this morning.
Okay. I'll pray. Is there a time limit? Or constraint?
Just as the Lord lead you in prayer.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, let us look to the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, Lord, we come to you this morning, God, to tell you thank you, Lord. God, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for doing it again, God. We thank you for allowing us to see another day again. Oh, God, we thank you that we're above ground and not beneath. Oh, God, we thank you that the blood is running warm in our veins on today. We thank you, God, for what you've done doing it, what you're going to do, oh, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, Lord, we pray for every caller on this line on today. God, all the prayer requests that have been going forth thus far, oh, God, Lord, you are the God that hear. You're the God that answers prayer. You're the God that see, a God that know. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, you can move like you want to move. You can do what you want to do. You can have your divine way. Oh, God, because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, they and them that dwell therein. Oh, God, there are people that are dwelling in this world on today. God, Lord, that need prayer. Oh, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, they need a touch this morning, God. There are those that are sick, God. In the name of Jesus, God, there are those who are shut in, God. There are those who, oh, God, are in the hospital on today that need you to heal their bodies. Oh, God, some, oh, God, are in the mental institution today, God. You can regulate their mind, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord God, you can give them a new lease on life, God. You can touch their bodies right now, God, from the top of their head to the sole of their feet, God. Those that, oh, God, Lord, in the burn unit, God, ICU unit, those who are even in surgery right now, God, you can be with them where they are, oh, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Then there are those who are in hospice care, God. Remember my aunt today, oh, God. Oh, Father, she's a prayer warrior, oh, God. Send your ministering angels, oh, God, to a camp round and about a bed, oh, God. Touch her mind, God. Touch her body, oh, God. Restore her, oh, God, 30, 60, and 100 fold, oh, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Because age, oh, God, is not too hard for you, oh God, because you can restore the body in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord God, so we send prayers, oh God, to my aunt, oh God, even now, God, and all those that are perhaps in the same predicament, in the same case, in the same, oh God, hospital, oh God, a hospice, oh God. Lord, even those that are around the world, oh God, Lord, that need prayer, oh God, because of the condition that they're in, oh God. Lord, remember my father, Lord, today, God. Lord God, heal his body. Touch him, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. You know his condition right now, God, and so I pray and intercede for him, God, and all those, oh God, that are of age on today, oh God, all of our seniors, oh God, protect them, God, those that are dealing with Alzheimer's, oh God, those that are dealing with dementia, oh God, we bind up that spirit right now that have attacked their body, oh God, that they don't know who they are, where they are. Oh God, someone has to feed them and turn them and wash them and bathe them, oh God. Lord God, restore them the health once and again, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. And then, oh God, Lord, we pray, God, Lord, for this world, dear Lord. We pray, oh God, for those that are fighting in wars. We pray, oh God, for the rumors of wars. We pray, God, for our soldiers, God, who are torn from their families, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Those who are suffering, oh God, the loss of their loved one due to war, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We pray, oh God, Lord, that you'll look on the president right now, God. Lord, Congress, oh God, that they, oh God, God, Lord, might make the right decisions, God, when it comes to, oh God, overseeing this world and this nation, oh God, every city, every state, every town, oh God, Lord, where the people might be, oh God, Lord Jesus, we're living in perilous times, oh God, we're living, oh God, Lord, in times, oh God, Lord, where certainly we need a Savior, oh God, because this world, oh God, is at loss, oh God, but we're praying today, oh God, for the world at large, oh God. We're praying for the substance abuser, oh God. We're praying, oh God, for those that are demon-possessed, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray, oh God, for those who are into witchcraft, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We bind up that spirit right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Even that spirit, oh God, in the church, oh God, we bind up spirits that will come in, oh God, that Jezebel spirit that will come in and destroy and disrupt those things that God, oh hallelujah, are setting in motion, oh God, that the word might be preached, oh God, their souls might be saved, their souls might be healed, their souls might be delivered, and souls might be set free. We bind up that spirit, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus that comes, oh God, to steal, kill, and to destroy. Devil, we serve notice on you today that the blood is of Jesus is against you. And God, rebuke you right now. You cannot have our children, our loved ones. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we place them on an altar today, oh God. Whatever, oh God, wherever they might be. Our young children going to school, oh God, going to college, oh God. We pray, God, Lord, for teachers with teachable spirits and teachable attitudes, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray, oh God, Lord, that you will watch over our young people as they go to and forth, oh God. Oh God, anoint them afresh, oh God, even in their classrooms, oh God. Lord, be with our young people. Make, oh God, Lord, their day a good day, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we pray, oh God, for people everywhere. We pray, oh God, for families today, oh God. We pray for dysfunctional families. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we pray, oh God, for that husband, for that wife, oh God, that love might be, oh God, Lord, the center of their marriage. We bind up separation right now. We bind up divorce right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord God, we pray, oh God, for families that pray together, that they might stay together, that they might know, God, that you are in the midst of their marriages, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we rebuke, oh God, anything that will come between them right now, oh God. We pray, oh God, for them. We pray, oh God, that their marriage might be whole, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And then there are those that, oh God, have lost their jobs, oh God, having problems paying their bills, oh God. Oh God, providing food on their table, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, God, that this will be a good day for them, God, that opportunities will come their way, oh God. Doors might open for them, oh God. Situations might change for them, God, for the better, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, that you will show them mercy, oh God. Have mercy upon them today, oh God. Find that they might find favor with those that they meet, that they talk to, oh God, that their circumstances shall be changed. And you will know that it, and they will know that it was God that who did it for them, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. I pray, oh God, for those that lost loved ones on today, oh God. I pray for those, oh God, that are feeling the loss of their loved ones, oh God. Lord, encamp your angels round and about them, God. Dry their tears on today, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Whatever the circumstances might be, oh God, that their loved ones were taken from them, God, be it by war, God, be it by crime, oh, God, oh, Father, sickness, oh, God, it knocked on their door. Oh, God, encourage them today, oh, God, to let them know, God, that you're there for them, that you never leave them, that you never forsake them, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord God, we pray even today, God, Lord God, for this world in which we live, our families, our loved ones, oh God, our neighborhoods, God, our communities, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Somebody need a financial blessing right now, God. Somebody, oh God, is tired, oh God. Oh God, you can strengthen them in their bodies right now, oh God. Somebody, oh Heavenly Father, God, has, oh God, been going through it in their church, oh God. But I believe, oh God, that you can reverse, oh God, situations even in their churches. Oh God, wherever they might be, wherever they might go, oh Father God, there's nothing too hard for you that you cannot do. And so, Father God, I thank you for this opportunity, oh God, Lord, to pray on this morning, oh God, for those, oh God, who are suffering, oh God, those, oh God, who are persecuted, oh God, those that need comforting today, oh God, comfort their hearts, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Have your divine way, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Save, God, heal, Lord, deliver, God, release, oh God, finances, oh God, whatever it is that they need on today, God, do it for them, turn it around for them, oh God, give them a new anointed anointing of ease, in the mighty name of Jesus. Work it out for them, oh God, raise up, oh God, Lord, some good things in their lives on today, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless them coming in, God. Bless them going out, oh God. Bless them, oh God, wherever they might be, oh God. We decree and declare, oh God, that you are able, oh God, Lord, to bless them with, oh, some good ideas on today, oh God. We decree and declare, God, that you can bless them, oh God, with courage, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We decree and declare today, oh God, that you can give them the strength that they need to make it through, oh God, there through, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We decree and declare, oh God, that they are blessed coming in and going out, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you, oh God, God, can bless them with promotion, God. You can bless them, oh God, with success, oh God. We decree and declare today, oh God, that whatever, oh God, they put their hands to, oh God, will prosper, oh God, that you can bless them in a city, oh God, that you can bless them in a field, oh God, that you can bless them, God, when they go in and out, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We decree and declare today, oh God, that you can bless them with some good things, oh God, that they, oh God, will not, oh God, be the borrow, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. But they will always be the lender, oh God. That, oh God, that they can be above and not beneath, oh God. We bind up every negative word that's ever spoken over my sisters today, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And we decree and declare, oh God, that every curse has been lifted and broken in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you for them today. We thank you, oh God, that happiness, oh God, Lord, is in the middle name, oh God, that they're happy today, that they're filled with joy, oh God, because they are blessed in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Bless them, God. Keep them, God. Build them up, oh God. Strengthen them, oh God. And God, Lord, we continue to thank you for it. And oh God, we thank you that they're victory, that there's victory, oh God, in their lives, oh God. They're not victims, oh God, but victory is theirs. They're not defeated, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, and that you always be there for them, God, as they put on the full armor of God on today. We thank you for them, God. We bless you, God. We appreciate all that you've done, all that you're doing, God, all that you're going to do, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Every situation that they go through, oh God, Lord, you're able, oh God, Lord, to fix it for them, God, because they belong to you, God. They're under the blood. They're covered by the blood. They are anointed, oh God, for the purpose and plan and destiny that you have in store for them, oh God. And Father, there's nothing too hard for you that you cannot do. And so we're thanking you in advance. We are praising you in advance. We are glorifying you in advance. We are lifting you up in advance, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, for what you're going to do. Because you hear, you answer prayer, oh God. For you said the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And we thank you, God, that you have made us righteous, oh God. For we are the righteousness of God. We are saved. We are healed. We are giant killers in the name of Jesus. And so we thank you and we praise you. We bless you. We adore you. We worship you today, oh God. For you said in your word, they that worship you must worship you in spirit and in truth. And so we worship you today, oh God. And we know that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We know, oh God, that you have us covered. And so, oh God, we thank you. We praise you for it, oh God. Thank you for your anointing, oh God. Thank you for your anointing of ease. You're making everything easy for us, oh God. And we bless your name for it, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We turn the situations around, and we bless your name right now. Have your divine way on today, and it is so that we pray these prayers in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. We thank God for that anointed prayer on this morning. Thanks again, Mother, for joining us. And we thank you for praying your heart out for us on this morning and those that are around the world. I want to now get everyone to declare and decree the things that we are asking God for on this week. Anyone would like to go first? The floor is open for your declarations on this morning. Okay.
I declare and decree that God's going to make a way out of no way for me this week. I'm declaring and decreeing that he's going to bless me with a financial blessing, that he will give me focus and clarity and instruction on this week, that will lead me into what he would have me to do, and that he will allow me to continue to be consistent in the mighty name of Jesus. It is so.
And it is so.
Thank you.
And it is so. Okay. Anyone else would like to declare and decree their declaration?
I decree and declare results in direct communication, focus, and clarity of thought on this week. I decree and declare that there will be favor brought with regards to increase to my finance, and that he will intercede on my behalf in all matters. And it is so.
And it is so.
And it is.
Committed woman of God is declaring and decreeing on this week that he has his way in my life continually. I'm declaring and decreeing in his name that he clarifies what my purpose is and how to move forward effectively in that purpose. I'm asking and declaring and decreeing in the name of Jesus for understanding of this move and how to move in his strategic plan. In the name of Jesus, I am also declaring and decreeing that my mind shall be focused and that I will be looking straight forward and ahead in all that I do on this week. And therefore, I'm declaring and decreeing that in Jesus' name. I'm declaring and decreeing increase in the name of Jesus. And I'm declaring and decreeing promotion in the name of Jesus. And it is so.
Wow. Well, I decree and declare that I will ask God for big things in my life, and I pray that I will pray and with boldness and expect big things to and believe God for big things. And I'm decreeing and declaring that God will show himself strong and that I will not be intimidated, that I will not give up the promises that he has promised me, and that I will meet the right people who are critical for my success in life. And I decree and declare in Jesus' name.
And it is so.
And it is so.
It is so. Right. And it is so. Okay. Well, we cut the declarations, and I am looking forward to God moving on the things that we declared and decree if we continue to allow him to order our steps and to be our shepherd, because being our shepherd is him ordering our steps. And our Bible tells us that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And I definitely want the Lord to actually order my steps, because I know that I will be in his plan, in his will, doing his purpose if I allow him to do that. So I'm asking anyone to take the floor right now and just kind of testify the things that God has done for you and the things that you declared and decreed on last week. I'm looking to hear the results of what we actually prayed for on last week and the manifestation of how God answered. So if anyone would like to go ahead and take the floor at this time and give God glory for the things that he has done for you on just last week, just a few seconds ago, which I know that he woke us all up on this morning, so that's a testimony in itself that we even woke up on this morning. And I'm realizing and knowing that I'm not taking anything lightly these days. I'm not taking things for granted, especially seeing everyone around me dying and things in the world just going chaotic. I'm just thanking God for just the little things that we take for granted, like our health, our life, our strength, our families. You know, sometimes we don't just acknowledge God for just those little tiny things. So just take a moment and give God some praise for just anything that he has done for you. Okay. Well, since nobody wants to testify about what God has done for them, I'm going to actually take over and just say that, you know, God is truly good to me, and that anything that happened on me last week was to the glory of God, and anything that has happened to me up until this point, I give God glory for, because I know that it's no goodness of my own and that I could not even be here on this line today if it had not been for him. So I'm just giving God all thanks, honor, and glory for just everything that he's actually doing in my life. I know he's making me more aware of the things that I struggle with and having me to confront them and see them for what they really are and to deal with them and to be more mindful and more knowledgeable of these things that
are hidden that I really don't want anyone else to know or see about myself. He is really bringing it to the forefront and making me deal with them. And I thank God for that, because some of the stuff that he is showing me is not really pretty. And like I said, it's not really one of those things or something that I want everybody to know about me. So I thank God for just opening up my mind to that and making me aware of these things, because I know that he is working on me. And first of all, once he allows you to see these things, you have to own them and take responsibility for them, and then admit them. And then if they're sins in his eyes, confess these sins and acknowledge your transgressions, so that, you know, because he already knows everything about me anyway. So I find myself just getting really raw and down and dirty with him, and just getting him and allowing him to do what he do. And I really thank God for that, because to me, this is a part of what this cleanse is to go down and get the dirt and bring it to the surface so that it might be washed in the blood of Jesus. Mm. So I thank God for that.
Mm.
I really thank God for, you know, doing that for me. So, and too, you know, I feel that it is important that we acknowledge the things that he is doing. You know how, you know, someone may give you a gift and or give you something and you don't say thank you, that person may think that what they gave you, you really don't appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
So I see God feeling that same way, that I give you something and then you can't acknowledge me and thank me for the things that I've done for you. So I want to be mindful that I'm appreciative to everything that he does for me, and I just want him to know just how grateful I am about him.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Because I want him to keep doing stuff for me, you know? And you know how we do our kids when we feel like they're not grateful about things, you know, we kind of hold back from them.
Mm-hmm.
Until they prove that they're grateful.
Yeah.
So I'm just, you know, anything that you have to say right now in this space, I'm sure it will be very appreciated.
Well, this is Mother Mibane again, and in the past I took on the name that the Lord had placed in my heart and my spirit, and that is a concerned woman of God. And that is my testimony there, that I am concerned about everyone, regardless of who they are, what they look like, where they come from. And I'm concerned most of all about being the woman that God will want me to, that God wants me to be. So I thank and praise him for all that he's done. First of all, save my soul, turn me around, place a new song in my heart, and all of the things that he's done for me, the things that he's doing, and the things that he's going to do. I thank and praise him for this coming together once and again with my friends, and for even the gap that was there has been there for a couple of months. It's almost, I don't know, it seems like a year. I don't know how long it's been that I haven't been in touch, but God knows, and his timing is always right. So I thank God for the divine connection with people, that we can come together, pray together, believe and trust together, because we're living in perilous times, the last days, And certainly we need to cling on to each other and hold on to each other. So God put us together for a purpose. He has a plan. He has a destiny in store for us, for our families, our loved ones, our churches, those that we connected with divinely. God is God's doing. So I don't take it lightly. I don't take it for granted. And I thank and praise God for each and every one of you that are on this call on today. Thank you for even thinking about me, being a part of this fantastic move of God. Our minds need to be clear. Our bodies need to be refreshed and restored, and our spirit needs to be elevated and taken to another dimension in God. And so I bless God for that. I thank him for my family. I thank him for my husband. I thank him for my sons, for my grandchildren, what God is doing in their lives. I thank and praise God that I see God moving in life for one of my sons. We've been praying fervently for him. And we went to New York on last weekend, and my son said, he loved Joel Osteen. This is a testimony right now. God is so good, because God moves when he wants to move and does what he wants to do. And he was watching Joel Osteen, and he loved to watch Joel Osteen, he told me. And he said, you know, I think I want to go to his convention when it comes to town. It's going to be at Yankee Stadium. And his fiance was able, so he called her right away, and he told her what he wanted to do, so she was able to get tickets for them to go and see Joel Osteen. So regardless, some people don't like, don't particularly, I wouldn't say like, but some people don't particularly care for his ministry, the type of way that he ministers, but God has a way of bringing people into the fold. So I said, God, do it, whatever, whichever way, because my son knows the way. He was in church from a young boy, young man, and he got away. But God's word said, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it. And so my prayer is a prayer and praise of thanks to God for what he's doing, what he's going to do, how he's going to bring the family in, because we know that Christ is at the door. And so that's my testimony, that God is doing some great and mighty things. God is working some things out behind the scenes in the dark times, in the down times, when the valley time, God is working it out. Because the Bible says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. So I don't fear any evil, but I thank and praise God for what he's done and what he's doing and what he's about to do. So that's my testimony today. Some good things are coming my way, some big things, some things I've been praying for, a financial move of God, salvation in my family, health and wealth is at the door. And not only that, God will use me mightily through prayer, and that prayer works. Prayer changes things. Prayer changes situations and circumstances, and that God will continue to use me in that way, in that effort to pray for souls that they might be healed, that marriages might be restored, that children might be obedient to their parents, that sickness will not take over the body. People are sick with cancer. People have mental conditions. People are losing their mind. People are on a suicidal binge, but prayer still works. And prayer does change things. So that is my testimony for today. To God be the glory.
Thank you for that, Mother. Thank you again for being on the call with us this morning. And I know that I can speak for all of us that we have truly missed missed you, and we thank God that we have come back together again.
Amen.
That we ever separated, but you know, God has us all in different movements, and
yes.
So we know sometimes we may not reach out to, you know, each other on a daily, but you are always in our prayers and always in our hearts, and we all love you.
Amen.
And we miss you.
Amen. Thank God.
Amen.
Thank you.
Is there another? Woman discovering who you are. You have anything for me this morning?
No, just here listening and thanking God for Mother being on the phone. I was just thinking how we had prayed and, you know, about, you know, callers and coming in, and such a blessing. God answers prayers so quickly. I'm just so glad that she's, Mother Bain is on the phone, and I missed her dearly, and she's definitely a necessary and needed vessel. So I thank God for her, and I just thank God for what he's doing in my life and how he's given me more confidence and, like the mother was saying, ease coming along more and more as I go through things, and, you know, how I'm able, you know, not completely, I'm just saying I've come a long way, and I can step back and say, okay, well, you know, if God don't do it, you know, then I'll just, he's still going to make a way some kind of way, and I know I'll be all right. So I thank God for where he's taking me, how he's increasing my faith and trust, and I'm still working on it. It's a work in progress, but I thank God for what he's doing in my life, and I'm just going to stick with the process and see where he takes me.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Confident woman, you there?
I can echo everything that's been said. Gratitude and overwhelming joy. And mother is back. Yay. And all of that. I could just echo all of it. It is good to be with sisters in God.
I'm kind of not hearing you too much. You kind of low, sounds like a little fuzziness going in.
Okay. I just was saying I echoed everything that everyone said.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, would there be anything else anyone would like to say on this morning before we wrap it up? Well, I'm going to just reiterate that on this week that we allow the Holy Spirit to lead and guide us and direct us in all that we say, all that we do. Just be mindful that we just acknowledge him, because he said if we acknowledge him in all our ways that he would direct our path. And I know and I find that when I just consult him about different things. Like last week, I want to mention this before I go, and it's just a simple little thing. I had lost my card, and I said, Lord, where is my card? And I didn't realize that I had dropped it in our stock room. So I was in my purse, and I was looking all around for my badge, I mean, for my card, and I couldn't find it. And I said, now, I knew I just had it a few minutes ago. So I went out, and I came back, and I didn't really know where I had dropped it at. So I went out, came back, I traced my footsteps, because I knew I had just had it. I said it had to either drop somewhere in my path, because I had just used it, and I thought I put it back in my purse,
but apparently I must not have. So I go back out and I come back in and I said, well, I'm going to search my purse again and see if it's in my purse again. But before I could get to look in my purse, I look down, and where it was at, I tell you, it had to be nobody but God to show me where that card was, because if I wouldn't have never found it.
Mm.
And I said, God, I thank you. I said, because I would have never found this card unless we cleaned up our stock room. And God knows when we may actually, you know, tear it up to get to the spot where the card had dropped to. So I just thank God for that, because I know all I did was just ask him where it was, and he showed me exactly where it was. So I came back in there, and I just happened, my eye just happened to glance over and look, and it was up in the area in the side corner behind a garbage can. And I was like, God, you are just so amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So I thank God for, and I want to be more mindful of acknowledging him and just everything. You know, just asking him just little simple questions like that for him to, you know, just to direct me, just to give me insight, just to open up my understanding that for more. So I'm going to actually, if there's nothing else, actually kind of close out with that if no one else wants to say anything else. Mother, would you like to say anything else?
Well, I thank and praise God for the divine connection, reconnection, and pray that this will not be my last time online with you ladies, and that every Monday we can meet and just touch and agree with the various needs that need to be met. I come on at 10 after because we have prayer with the bishop from 6 to 10 after 6, and then after that I'll be able to come on with you ladies. And so with that, I just thank God for the reconnection and pray that this week will be a fantastic week for each and every one of us, and that God will truly answer prayer, and that he will take us to another dimension in him, because that's what it's all about, in him. We need him, and we need to stay in him, be with him 24/7, because he's the only one that can direct our path, and the only one that we can get a prayer through. You know, sometimes I call people, as for example, quickly, week before last, I was calling some friends in New York to let them know that I was coming up and perhaps we could get together for a lunch or whatever. Needless to say, one friend, I never heard back from her. The other one said she never received the call. But God is always there. God is always on the line, connecting with us, hearing our prayer, our situations, just a simple help, Lord. You don't have to be long to be strong. Just help, Lord. So when we are going through this week, and we see that trouble is coming our way, you can't find your card, your keys, something is getting on your nerves, bugging your nerves, or whatever the case might be, sitting in traffic, you know, on the job, whatever you might face, all you have to say is help, Lord. And God will help us. To God be the glory.
And that is so true. That is so true. So thanks again, Mother, for your words of wisdom, all your encouragement. I just want to take a moment before I close out and just acknowledge our previous group members and people that have been on the Mind, Body, Spirit Cleanse fast with us. I thank God for them, and God, wherever they are, I ask that you continue to bless them also. So, ladies, I want you to all have a wonderful and blessed week, as I know that you are, because God is yet still moving and working on us. And I'm going to close out with, you came into this world nothing lacking, nothing missing, or equipped to fulfill on God's divine purpose for your life. All things are in perfect order, moving and adjusting to work in your favor for your highest and greatest good. Anything hindering success in your purpose and destiny was created in your mind and has no just cause. Your only job is to continually renew your mind, your thoughts, feelings, and emotions as obtained for you all that you need. You are deliberate. You are a deliberate creation of God. And that is by our founder, Lisa Thomas. I thank you, ladies, for joining me. And have a blessed week.
Amen. God bless you.
Bless you.
So grateful.